cooing on top of the TV aerial.
I've got an idea,
she said.
Why don't you wait here? All the cats eventually pass through our place on their way to the Miyawakis, and somebody's bound to call the police if they see you hanging around like that. It wouldn't be the first time.
I hesitated.
Don't worry,
she said.
I'm the only one here. The two of us can sit in the sun and wait for the cat to show up. I'll help. I've got 20/20 vision.
I looked at my watch. 2:26. All I had to do today before it got dark was take in the laundry and make the dinner. I went in through the gate and followed the girl across the lawn. She dragged her right leg slightly. She took a few steps, stopped, and turned to face me.
I got thrown from the back of a motorcycle,
she said, as if it hardly mattered. A large oak tree stood at the point where the yard's lawn gave out. Under the tree sat two canvas deck chairs, one draped with a blue beach towel. Scattered on the other were a new box of Hope regulars, an ashtray and lighter, a magazine, and an oversized music machine. The music machine was playing hard rock music at low volume. She turned the music off and took all the stuff out of the chair for me, dropping it on the grass. From the chair, I could see into the yard of the vacant house, the stone bird, the goldenrod, the chain-link fence. Chances were the girl had been watching me the whole time I was there. The yard of this house was very large. It had a broad, sloping lawn dotted with clumps of trees. To the left of the deck chairs was a rather large concrete-lined pond, its empty bottom exposed to the sun. Judging by its greenish tinge, it had been without water for some time. We sat with our backs to the house, which was visible through a screen of trees. The house was neither large nor lavish in its construction, only the yard gave an impression of largeness, and it was well manicured. "What a big yard," I said, looking around. "It must be a pain to take care of."
"Must be.
I used to work for a lawn mowing company when I was a kid."
"Oh?"
She was obviously not interested in lawns. "Are you always here alone?" I asked.
"Yeah, always. Except for Maid, who comes mornings and evenings. During the day, it's just me, alone. Want a cold drink? We've got beer."
"No, thanks."
"Really? Don't be shy."
I shook my head. "Don't you go to school?"
"Don't you go to work?"
"No work to go to."
"Lost your job?"
"Sort of. I resigned a few weeks ago."
"What kind of job?"
"I was a lawyer's assistant. I'd go to different government offices to pick up documents, put materials in order, check on legal precedents, handle court procedures, that kind of stuff."
"But you resigned?"
"Yes."
"Does your wife have a job?"
"She does." The pigeon across the way must have stopped its cooing and gone off somewhere. I realized just then that a deep silence lay all around me.
"Right over there is where the cats go through,"
she said, pointing towards the far side of the lawn.
"See the incinerator in the Takatani's yard? They come under the fence at that point, cut across the grass, and go out under the gate to the yard across the way. They always follow exactly the same route."
She perched her sunglasses on her forehead, squinted at the yard, and lowered her glasses again, exhaling a cloud of smoke. In the interval, I saw that she had a 2-inch cut next to her left eye, the kind of cut that would probably leave a scar the rest of her life. The dark sunglasses may have been meant to hide the wound. The girl's face was not a particularly beautiful one, but there was something attractive about it, probably the lively eyes or the unusual shape of the lips.
"Do you know about the Miyawakis?"
she asked. "Not a thing," I said.
"They're the ones who lived in the vacant house, a very proper family. They had two daughters, both in a private girls' school. Mr. Miyawaki owned a few restaurants."
"Why did they leave?"
"Maybe he was in debt. They ran away, just cleared out one night, about a year ago, I think. Left the place to rot and breed cats. My mother's always complaining."
"Are there so many cats in there?"
Cigarette in her lips, the girl looked up at the sky.
"All kinds of cats. Some losing their fur, some with one eye. And where the other eye used to be, a lump of raw flesh, yuck.
I nodded.
I've got a relative with 6 fingers on each hand. She's just a little older than me.